I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The quest to write the perfect Thanksgiving Day song. There's just not enough Thanksgiving songs. And luckily, we have producer John, who's incredibly talented and can write songs about anything.
Ooh, I love this break. I love it when you say stuff like that.
It's true. You know it's true.
We don't say it all that often there, but he can turn things over very quickly. And he can make it rhyme and fit into a different mode. This has been a cool experiment.
Every week leading up to Thanksgiving for the last 3 weeks, we have been having John write a different song for Thanksgiving. Now, we made it interesting. We put a bunch of genres in a hat and a bunch of different topics in a hat, and then we would pick one each week.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started first when the genre selected was bluegrass, and the song was about naps, and this is what he came up with.
I ate all of the turkey, mashed potatoes, and the beans. I piled my plate so high, more food than you ever seen. I ate all of that turkey, now my stomach is in pain. I'm about to pass out in a coma induced by tryptophan. I'll take a nap, I'll take a nap. I drank and stuffed my face, now that's a wrap. And when I finally wake up in the middle of the cowboy game, I'll grab another plate of food. You know I ain't ashamed.
I liked that one.
It's not bad. It's toe tapping. That's what they call that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chicken picking.
Yeah, that's what they call that.
Week two, the genre that was selected was emo, and the topic was turkey. And this is what producer John came up with I think like 8 minutes.
Leaves are falling from the trees. Time's running out. For me, 1, 2, 3, 4, lying on the chopping block. Why can't you be vegetarians? I've heard that tofu tastes the same. I know my time has come. Does it have to be a celebration? Grandma's got a smile on her face. Will you remember me? Will you cry? Will you remember me? Or am I just a wishbone to you?
Really, the first time I heard it, it moved so fast. And the quick turnaround, like, I honestly thought it was from the perspective of, like, your daughter's boyfriend.
Right.
Who's, like, 14
right.
years old.
Right.
But then when I figured out it was the turkey, my heart breaks for the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you got drunk at a house party in 2005, you got, you know, you started singing like that. That's the way you sounded.
That's
when you
what
sang.
Happened.
Yep.
And if you missed it last week, the genre that was selected was, this is my favorite, was heavy metal. And it was a heavy metal song, and the topic selected to go along with it was annoying family members.
Perfect.
And this is what it sounded like.
Family members, family members, family members, they're all annoying me. Family members, family members, family members. Gathered around the table, discussing what is new. Aunt Karen's going back to school. My cousin's engaged now, too. My brother got promoted, but the one thing they demand. My whole family wants to know, hey, John, are you still in that band? Family members, family members, family members, they're all annoying me.
I mean, it was something.
You were dying while I was playing that. I felt like I've been pretty accurate on most of these songs, but I looked over at the beginning of that song, I saw you cracking up, and I almost lost it.
All right, so we have the last one, picking out of the hat. All right, the genre is going to be country.
Okay.
Country,
okay.
That's
right.
Good.
Right.
And the topic is going to be football.
Oh, that writes itself.
Can you make me cry during that song?
I guess let's do this. You've got like 8 minutes. Go write this song, come back on the air. Let's go.
Raven's going to weep.
You nervous, John? You look a little nervous. This is the first time producer John looks nervous before he has to perform on the air.
This was more of a scramble than it has been in weeks past. We're going to find out.
So we've been on a quest to find the perfect Thanksgiving Day song. I say find. What I mean is producer John is going to write it.
Create. It's creation.
Okay. And the last 3 weeks, every week he's been given a different task. And we pull out of a hat a different genre of music and then a different topic. So week one, he wrote a song about Naps, and it was to the genre of bluegrass. Mm. 2 weeks ago, it was a turkey song, but it was done to the genre of emo. It was very emotional. Remember, Raven?
I'm trying to forget.
Yeah. And then last week, which was my personal favorite, was a heavy metal song about annoying family members. And if you missed any of it, you could always catch up on the podcast page at annaandraven.com. Check them out for yourself. But the final week. The big last time that you're going to be able to write a song about Thanksgiving.
This year, anyways.
Yeah. You have to write a country song about football.
See, so this is what actually makes it a little bit more difficult, because when you've got a song about turkeys and it's emo, those are two, that's so weird and so out there that, you know, I mean, anything I come up with is going to be wacky and hysterical. This, everybody, there's so many country songs about football.
Well, I'll tell you right now, here's the thing. You best not screw it up.
Right.
Because I love football, and I love my football songs. So if you screw it up, we're going to have a serious problem. I've been watching a lot of Yellowstone, and I will go right into my Montana accent, and we will have a problem.
This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, so this is sung from the perspective of the guy who loves to watch football on Thanksgiving, but sometimes gets a little bit too into it. Let's go. Sunday nights are special and Monday nights are cool, but watching football on Thanksgiving is my favorite thing to do. Dallas and Detroit are there, they're two of my best friends. Stuff my face with mashed potatoes, drinking beers that have no end. But when Dallas loses, I know just what I'll do. I'll throw a tantrum and hit the TV with my shoe. My family will all be aghast. They'll say, Uncle Dave, you've gone too far at last. And while I know that may be true, Thanksgiving football, still my favorite thing to do.
I couldn't look you in the eye because I was cracking up. I've never. What,
Dallas John, is going to win.
John got this whole look on his face. He like transformed into this faraway galaxy, and I couldn't look you in the face.
I was trying to find the key. I couldn't find the key. That's why the intro was so long.
The emotion was there.
All right. If you want to catch up with any of producer John's Thanksgiving songs, you can just head to our podcast page at annaonraven.com.
Didn't feel like I found that key either.
Nope.
Happy Thanksgiving.